of Advent, we've been looking at the complete Christmas package. We've been looking at every account of the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ, considering some of what the prophets said in advance of Jesus' birth, considering all that took place around the time that Jesus was born, considering the angelic visitation to Mary and to Joseph, considering the shepherds coming, following that angelic visitation they received to see the Christ child, looking at the wise men who came that little bit later to see the child Jesus. And in Luke chapter 2, there are two verses that say almost the same thing, although they're round about 12 years apart in terms of the timing. In Luke chapter 2, at verse 19, we read these words at the end of the account of the shepherds and the angels. But Mary treasured up all these things, pondering them in her heart. But Mary treasured up all these things, pondering them in her heart. And then at the end of Luke chapter 2, where we read about Jesus, a 12-year-old boy, in the temple. And there they go through that whole account of Jesus speaking with the religious leaders at the age of 12 in the temple, his mother Mary and Joseph separated from him. And when they find him, he returns to Nazareth with them. And in verse 51, we read these words. And he went down with them and came to Nazareth and was submissive to them. And his mother treasured up all these things in her heart. Mary treasured up all these things in her heart, pondering upon all of these things. You know, there's something about a mother's love. Mothers are phenomenal at treasuring things, and particularly at treasuring their children, and particularly at treasuring all the memories of their children. I can speak for my own family. My mother, who died a couple of years ago, could regularly recall moments in my own life and in each of my three brothers' lives from years back, and she could recall it with clarity, and she could recall it in such a way that she could give you a full description of what had happened at that time and what it was like, and it was phenomenal to listen to. Linda has done the same with her own children, and also we now witness our daughter doing the same with her children. Mothers have an incredible capacity to treasure. But think about that for Mary. Mary, it says, is treasuring all these things in her heart, and she's pondering on them. And I want to encourage you in 2018 to be a people who ponder. A people who ponder, right? There's an encouragement in 2018, but I want you to ponder with intent, right? I want you to ponder on that which matters, not on that which doesn't. Some people spend a lot of time pondering on stuff that doesn't really matter, right? They ponder. You know, let me just explain what pondering is. Pondering is to study, to reflect, to focus upon, to think upon, to meditate upon. Pondering, in actual fact, has got so many words that mean pondering, and it's things like studying and reflecting and meditating and gazing and focusing. Pondering is a good thing. And some people spend a lot of time pondering on stuff that doesn't really matter. They spend time pondering on kind of, you know, houses and cars and, you know, bank balances and various other bits and pieces, and none of it really matters all that much. But Mary treasured all the stuff that was going on about Jesus, and she pondered on it. Now, I want to say something about Mary's pondering it wasn't always that good. There were times, and you can read this as you focus on Jesus. There are times when you can read about Mary and the immediate family of Jesus. When he started to teach, they thought that he'd gone mad. When he started to say things about his deity and his lordship, they wanted to sort of take him away because they thought he was losing it. So Mary didn't get it right all the time. Her studies, her reflection, her meditation wasn't always right. But there's something beautiful about Mary, the mother of Jesus. And that is that when we read about her after Christ has died on Calvary's cross and after his resurrection and after his ascension, we read about Mary again. And what we read about Mary, we find in the first chapter of the Acts of the Apostles. And there you find that they're all gathered together. They've returned to Jerusalem from the mount called Olivet. It's a Sabbath day's journey away. And when they'd entered, they went to the upper room where they were staying. Peter and John and James and Andrew, Philip and Thomas, Bartholomew, Matthew, James the son of Alphaeus, Simon the Zealot, Judas the son of James. All these with one accord were devoting themselves to prayer together with the woman and Mary, the mother of Jesus. And what we discover with Mary is that her pondering on all that was going on in the life of her child led her, in the end, to be amongst those who were praying and waiting for the promise of the Holy Spirit, waiting for the beginning of the Church of Jesus Christ, which the Acts of the Apostles then goes on to unfold. So I wonder what kind of ponderer you are. And I wonder what kind of ponderer you will be. Because a very, very simple message at the end of this year: will we agree together to devote our time to looking at the treasure who is Jesus? Will we think upon him? Will we study him? Will we reflect upon him? Will we give our time, our quality time, to focusing on who Jesus is? You see, Mary was overcome by all that was going on. Shepherds appearing, wise men traveling. Stuff about their son being read in the ancient texts of Scripture. Mary was pondering again out the back of Anna and Simeon's declarations. There were so many things going on that she had lots to think about, lots to reflect about. And through this Christmas, we've actually been acknowledging that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, the Savior of the world, the way, the truth, the life, the only one who can reconcile us to God. There is no greater treasure, and there is no greater person upon whom you and I could ponder, reflect, think about. But the description that I like best about pondering is this: that what Mary was doing was looking for a pattern. And she was trying to put all the pieces together. And as she looked at the life of her son, our Lord Jesus Christ, she discovered the pattern, the long-promised Messiah, the long-promised deliverer, the long-promised Savior, the one who would restore mankind to God. She put the pieces together. We know that because we find that amongst those who were praying to God and waiting for the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. She put the pieces together and concluded, Jesus Christ, God's Son, Savior of the world, Messiah, Deliverer. When you look at all that we've learned this Christmas, do you put the pieces together and conclude the same thing? Is he Jesus Christ, God's Son, Saviour, Messiah, Deliverer? If not, you're caught up with all the trimmings, the packaging. You're not caught up with the gift, the perfect gift that can fill your life, not just for a moment, but for all eternity. Mary pondered, but she pondered upon that which alone deserves the name treasure. We understand how we treasure our children, but even our children need to learn to treasure the Saviour. He and he alone is worthy of our pondering. And as we put the pieces together, will we worship Jesus, King of kings and Lord of lords? Will we honour and glorify him with all of our hearts and with all of our life? He is the centre of this package. He is the gift and treasure your heart and mind need. He is the one that we should be reflecting upon, not just at Christmas, but through the whole of 2018. And as we get ready to move from one year into a next, may the focus of our attention be Jesus. Russell's going to come and minister to us in song, and then after that, we're going to stand and sing together.